Yeah, no, excellent question. And we did actually think about that. Because as an organization, although we are certainly within the UK geography, we're at a strategic regional level, we do appreciate that the tools and the guidance we produce, they do have a lifespan. So one of the additional pieces of work is we are keen, and we've identified a handful of local authorities within our area where we are going to work with them to understand how the guidance is used in practical terms. So we've identified two local authorities, one called Northamptonshire and one called Luton, and they are going to use the guidance in terms of building that business case. And by working with them, that we've given them some funding for up to 2 years. By working with them, we will be able to tailor and update the guidance as we go. And the advantage of working with those authorities is they're the practitioners, they're the people trying to pull the business case together, they're the ones trying to make the case to their politicians. And as I said, the guidance is written in a way where we can, although within the guidance there are a number of live web links, it's basically produced as a PowerPoint presentation, so the narrative and the information can be easily updated throughout the period, so we don't have to reprint it or anything like that. I think where we probably will do is it will become a web-based document, so we can update and provide that additional information on the hoof. I don't know if that's a word we use in the UK, but we will update it as we need it. But it's a very good point, and I think you're absolutely right. In some instances, as a body, we produce a document and then we move away and we don't ever look at it again, and it then becomes redundant in many instances. But we're hopeful it's not going to happen with this guidance.